your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, from the farm today. From the farm. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. And wherever you are, you can listen with your smartphone. Free application at GCNLive.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Nathan is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And Ken Hurley is with us in the studio. Welcome, Ken.
Hey, thank you, Vince. And it's a great, great lot of fun to be here. And looking forward to the next wonderful 2 hours.
Today we're going to have 2 hours of very serious topics. Hour number one, economics. And the question, are the markets manipulated? From an expert. Hour number two, a high school girl was raped and murdered. A man was imprisoned. That man is a USAPrepares.com instructor. Today you're going to meet a convicted murderer. His appeals went all the way to the Supreme Court. All failed. He spent 16 years in jail for a crime. The trusted systems of the financial markets and justice have failed us. That's what we're going to discuss today. Starting with economics, hour number one. Many of us have learned economic theory in class. Is that different from observing economics in the real world? With us today is USAPrepares.com instructor Nick Testaccio. Now, Nick was a director of quality assurance at the New York Mercantile Exchange. He's one of us. The New York Mercantile Exchange is now part of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. He spent a major portion of his life in the markets. Welcome, Nick Testaccio.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Nick, it's great to hear your voice. Now, Nick, you are a student who has risen to become an instructor. You are a participant in the class. You pay attention to what we're doing. And over the years, you've decided that you wanted to come to the front of the class and be right here at the blackboard with us. And I really want to thank you for that. You've been on the air with us before, and you have spent a lot of time in the markets. Now, when we talk about economic theory that we've learned in school, and we talk about observing economics, there is a difference, isn't there, Nick?
Absolutely. One of the things I learned when I was growing up in the industry is that obviously different people have a different point of view of what's going on. They see different things. Now, when I was on I've been on a few exchanges, cotton, precious metals, New York Mercantile Exchange, where I was a member for 12, 13 years. And one of the things you find out is that the people in the industry like to speak to brokers or analysts on the floor because they're viewing what's going on through a different set of eyes. They're getting a different set of opinions. And from those opinions and those eyes, they're formulating what they see as reality in the markets. For instance, back in the late 70s, there were bumper crops in the cotton market.
Mm-hmm.
But the price of cotton was going to all-time highs. nobody saw what was going on around there, and there were a few people, you know, international brokers and whatnot, who understood that the demand was getting so high, but it hadn't quite reached the public domain at that point. Mm-hmm. I think the crop at that time was in the United States was 16.5 million, and it was quite a bit in excess of the previous years, but yet we kept going higher and higher and higher. And there's an old saying that goes, the market knows before anyone else does. Well, there were people out in the industry that, well, we're not growing enough stuff and we have obligations out here. So what are we going to do? They had to go into the marketplace to see if they can get deliveries in the futures industry so that they can meet their obligations. So when you look at anything in economics, what you basically want to do is you want to see what's happening at the ground level. For years, I'd go into stores, hey, how are you guys doing? How's the business? What do you think here? Are people buying? Are they laying off? Do you see your regular customers? Are they buying eggs? Are they buying meat instead? And you get a general feel of what's going on. And I always believed that this was the best way to get a good feel of what is actually going on in economics. You, on a number of occasions, have said, you know, I don't know anybody who's doing well, which is, you know, an excellent point, because you want to talk to your neighbors, you want to talk to the people down the road and see if they're going to be truthful with you. A lot of people won't be, but if they're going to be truthful with you, and you're going to get a feel for what's going on out there. And this, to me, is essential if you're going to be in the marketplace, because, like I said, the market knows a lot much before most of the industry knows what's actually going on, because of the little bits and pieces that are coming in, who's buying at the grocery stores, who's able to supply or whatnot.
Well, Nick, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that I do as a person behind the microphone is I talk to a lot of people, Nick, from the very moment I get up. If I'm not on the phone, I'm preparing. And if I'm not on the broadcast, classroom, I'm probably on the phone until very late at night. And I ask people, you know, what's happening? And that's why I say, I don't know anybody who says, you know, things are going really well. I honestly don't know a single person. But then again, I don't travel in the jet set, and I don't travel with those half of 1%ers who are making all of the money at the expense of the rest of us. I don't travel in those circles, so I don't know those people who might be saying, yeah, you know, it's boom. It's boom time for the rest of us that are working hard and are actually making products. It's not good. It's not good. So you said something that I find very interesting. I remember being in finance and economics class, and I heard something like, and this was in the 70s, something like what you said, the market knows before anyone else knows. And we were taught that that is a leading indicator. So you can look at the market, and you can say, well, the market's going up, so that means things are probably going to be good. But that's changed in the timing, because it used to be that trends were longer term. Now trends can last just a couple seconds.
Well, that's absolutely true. Now, I speak from the point of view of the raw producers industry, the commodity markets, because at this point in time, as you mentioned, the equities markets are, you know, they're just all over the place, and mm-hmm. I don't even want to look at them right now, because I believe that it's simply a manipulated position based on inflation and the current currency crisis we're in. Because when you get into a currency crisis, you tend to move towards hard assets. So people who have been building money all these years, and by building money, I'm talking about the people who got the bailouts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They're taking that money and they're buying up things because they understand that the dollar is probably going to be next to worthless in the next few years. So you're getting an inflation in prices along those lines. But getting back to raw materials, this is really the nitty gritty of economics, because over the years I was involved with farmers, producers, mills, people all over the country, people in the oil industry who told me from a standpoint of where they were, what they saw. So at this point in time, one of the things we see is that if you go to the supermarket, you'll see inflation that's well above what the government is telling us, what the Fed is saying about it. For instance, you could take a standard can of tuna fish. Well, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, what was it, a 6, 7 ounce can, and you could buy it for 50 cents off the shelf.
That's right. 6.5 ounce can.
Right. And now it's a 5 ounce can, and you can't even touch it for less than a dollar, or at least in my area you can't. It goes on sale for a dollar, it's typically a $1.50. Now, if you take that out over the, if you extrapolate out and you look at that, well, that's at the low end, it's 17-18% per year on that can of tuna fish alone, and this goes along all produce and boxes of cereal, cans of tomato paste, whatever you want to, talk about. There's a built-in inflation in not only price but in size. These are the things that you, as an individual, the class wants to look at when they're understanding what's going on in economics. I hear the bump of music.
Yeah, Nick, hold that thought, and I'll relate a story about soap. Soap inflation. We come back. Nick Testaccio, USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we were talking with Nick Testaccio about inflation, real inflation, versus what the government is saying that inflation is. And I mentioned a story about soap. Many years ago, I was able to buy soap three for a dollar, but they were 5-ounce bars of soap. Today, you can get 2 for a dollar, maybe, and they are 3-ounce bars of soap. So, Nick, that's the kind of insidious theft that you're talking about with hidden inflation, size inflation, meaning the size is getting smaller, and sometimes the price goes up, sometimes it doesn't, but when the size goes down and the price goes up, it's like a double hit of inflation.
Well, you know, Vincent, there's a certain point where the distributor. Now, I spoke to an old friend of mine. His family has a food processing business, and I asked him. I said, "What do you think about the price of grains, agriculture at this point?" He says, "Well, you know, it's okay." He said, "We can't go beyond a certain point because we're not going to be able to move the stuff in the market." So. Generally speaking, what the distributor has to do, the producer has to do is he has to compensate somewhere so that the individual mom or the single dad or whoever does the shopping in the house goes to the supermarket and says, "Well, there's a box of cereal. It's $4. I can afford that," but. They don't take into account what they've lost. That box of cereal may have been 16 ounces a few years ago. It's down to 8, 9, 10 ounces or whatever they are now. I don't eat cereal, so I'm not sure, but I do look at the prices. Mm-hmm. So there's a tipping point here that we're talking about where the people who are selling this stuff to you have to make it appetizing, so to speak, mm-hmm. so that you yes. you will actually spend your money on this this particular product.
So Nick, we're talking about inflation, and do you see any sign of it abating? Do you see any sign of it lessening? Do you see any sign of it going away, or do you see just the opposite?
Now, one of the biggest aspects of inflation, which most people don't understand, is the printing of money. The United States has been able to print money indiscriminately for years because it's the reserve currency. Now, other central banks are getting into the same program. Japan, which has stagnated for two decades, decides that now, after not being able to move themselves out of the position they were in 20 years ago, they're going to print up the equivalent of $10 trillion, which I don't know what that works out to. I think it's 250,000 yen or something, 250 trillion yen, which is ridiculous at this point because all they're doing is devaluing their currency. And Japan mm-hmm. is very dependent on getting essentials from out of the country, oil for one thing. So if they're going to devalue their currency, what's going to happen to the end user who has to buy gas or oil, whatever the case may be, to heat his home, drive his car, run his business? It's a tremendous amount of inflation. And this is happening all over. All the central banks are getting into this. And this is something I really can't understand, but that's a different topic. I can't see inflation going away at this point. We're going to have a major upheaval. The central banks are going to have to step back, and they're going to have to say, that's it. We're out of the game. There's nothing we can do at this point, and economies, monetary systems across the globe are going to have to collapse before we stop the inflation.
Nick, let me see if I heard you right. So you're in agreement that the economic system will collapse?
Yes, I can't see it any other way.
Nick Testaccio of Infinelli, Ken Hurley, USAPrepares.com. We all believe at USA Prepares that the economic system will collapse. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This can be slight.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. Oh,
God, you're take my. You go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class in the studio is Ken Hurley. Nick Testaccio is on with us. We're talking about economics. And just calling in is Colonel Tom Johnson. Tom Johnson is a family friend. We've known him for many years. And he's an author of many, many books. He is the expert in militaria. He's written, I would call it an encyclopedia, a series of volumes on knives, edged weapons. And he's with us right now. Welcome, Colonel Tom Johnson.
Thank you very much, Vance. I appreciate you having me on.
Tom, we're going to be at the Military Antique Extravaganza. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the event, and I'm really excited that you've been able to work out the details so that we'll have the necessary computer communications facilities there at the Monroeville Convention Center. I've been there many times with our family, and we're going to be broadcasting live, and we're going to be talking to some experts right on the floor. Galen David contacted me. He's going to be with me. And, you know, you've got so many experts. Let me ask you this. What are we going to see at this particular event?
Well, Vince, as you well know, having been there, the MAX show is an acronym, of course, for Military Antiques Extravaganza. It's a huge military show that's held once annually.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 2013, will be our 30th show. And we are, as you mentioned, in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Pittsburgh, PA. Mm-hmm.
And the last time I was there, I saw B-29 bomber parts. I saw Nazi helmets, uniforms, Japanese military, Civil War or the War Between the States items. And I think I even saw some, well, I did see a samurai uniform, Panzer tunics, Hitler original painted by Adolf Hitler artwork. At one of your shows, I even bought a piece of Eva Braun's original silver service. I have a spoon from Eva Braun's silver service. So I think it's a fabulous, fabulous show. By the way, my son called me, and Adolf Hitler's ring, his swastika ring, sold for $65,000 and change yesterday. Tom, wasn't it worth more than that?
It's hard to say, Vince, really what some of this military is worth. It's a very, very popular hobby right now. And when you get into the one-of-a-kind items, like the Hitler ring, you're really talking about it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think that's probably a low price looking at what some of the other artifacts belonging to the top Third Reich leaders sold for.
Mm-hmm.
But make no mistake, the Manx show... it's not a show about the Third Reich. It's a
right.
military show that's open to military from all wars and all countries. We have a good representation of Civil War dealers, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam certainly, which is getting very popular, and also we'll have military from Iraq and Afghanistan right up to the present.
Right, I have some friends who bought Civil War relics, and of course World War One and World War Two, Vietnam, even muskets. I have a friend who bought a musket right in front of me. It was really neat. I believe it's probably the largest museum that you can go to at one time and see so much and actually talk to the experts on all the different military items that you could possibly want to see, touch, feel, and buy. Seriously.
I think that's an excellent description. The one difference with the MAX show from a museum is the fact that everything at the MAX show is actually for sale. And it gives the public that comes in the opportunity to really buy very valuable artifacts that you can't purchase from a museum. What's at the MAX is generally for sale.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Nick.
It's a question.
Please join in.
Question about a piece of Revolutionary War equipment, Tom. By the way, it's nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much. What is a
fuzil? I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's a F-U-Z-Z-E-L, I think is the spelling of it. It's some sort of weapon, maybe it's some sort of musket or something like that.
Unfortunately, I can't help you on that. My own expertise has been primarily in the field of German edge weaponry, edge weaponry being dress daggers, swords, and bayonets. And I've specialized in edge weaponry from World War One and World War Two. So although you might find one of those items at the MAX show, it's not in a category that I know.
Okay.
All right. Tom, let me ask you very quickly. Some of the swords, let's just pick a sword. What would be the least expensive for sale sword that you might see? Original sword, authentic. And then that would have been at the MAX. And then what would have been the most expensive that you know of?
Well, Vince, you can probably find common swords, common military or military swords at the Max Show. I would say for as little money as probably $100. And there's also swords that have been in the Max Show that have subsequently stolen the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. I know of a sword that that we looked at that was for sale. It was Damascus many, many years ago. We did not buy it. It was $6,500. And then later on it was sold for maybe $40,000 and then maybe $65,000 and then well over $100,000 for this very same sword as it changed owners. So there is some appreciation potential if you buy the right items. Isn't that correct?
It's absolutely correct. I started in this field in 1960 as a young second lieutenant assigned to an army unit in Munich, Germany. And at that time, of course, the dollar was very strong at that time. In early 1960, you got 4.2 Deutschmarks to the dollar, which mm-hmm. was very favorable from the U.S. standpoint. Mm-hmm. And I was buying German daggers in that time frame in Munich, original German daggers, for as low as $8 a piece. And now those same daggers are worth in the hundreds of dollars each.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Tom Johnson, I'm really looking forward to being with you and Tom Whitman and the rest of the faculty at the Max Show 2013, 30th year. This is October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you can just, how would you like us to get to the Max information?
Well, we have our own website. It's an updated website. It's up and running and has been for the last several years, but we've recently updated it. It's www.themaxshow, all lowercase, themaxshow.com.
There you go, class. So if you're interested, I will be there. And if you'd like to say hello and meet some of the faculty of USAPrepares.com, themaxshow.com, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tom, thanks so much for being with us today. It's always delightful chatting with you. And maybe Colonel Tom Johnson will have a couple minutes to swing by and hop behind the microphone on October 3rd and 4th. I know he's really, really busy. This is a huge show. Thousands and thousands of people. It is the largest military show of its kind in the country. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Vince, you're welcome. Good talking to you, and we look forward to welcoming you to the show.
Great. Thanks so much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nick, very interesting show, and I'm delighted to be part of it. So let's talk about a little bit more about the economics and the rigging of the market. Nick, how's the market rigged? Why don't we just start with the silver market or the gold market? How's it rigged?
Well, gold and I think the precious metals markets now are really a joke because we're talking about the price being based on the paper market over at COMEX. It's not a tremendously large market, but one thing that's happened over the years is the abrogation of the large trader report. If you're a producer or an end user in the business, you would have to fill out a report. Right, you're allowed a certain position without telling the CFTC, hey, I have 500 contracts of gold, and it's perfectly legitimate for me to have that. But once I get past 500, 600, I don't know what the edge is on that. But I can't remember at this point. But once you get to a certain point, you have to explain to the CFTC why you have this position, because if push comes to shove and you have to deliver it or you have to take delivery of it, they have to make sure that you either have the capital to take it or you have the product to deliver it. Now, in the case of places like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, whatnot, they certainly don't have the product that they're short in the market or was short in the market, because I'm not quite sure what it is, what their positions are right now, because that's been obfuscated. They would never be able to deliver those positions into the market. I think at one point J.P. Morgan was short more than there was silver available in the entire country. And they would have to be taking it out of the mines for the next couple of years in order to make the deliveries on it. So one of the things that's happened here is that the CFTC, now this is the government again, has faulted on their duty to make sure that we're conducting honest business in the futures markets.
Wow. Class, you just heard it. You heard it from someone who knows. We all thought it. You heard it right here on USAPrepares.com. Nick Testaccio is going to be with us for the rest of this hour.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Nick Testaccio is with us, and he's been with us before, and I'm looking forward to seeing Nick at one of our Get Prepared Experts. I really am. Got a great insight on the markets. Nick, you said that the government has failed us with the CFTC in making sure that the short sales of by some of these investment banks are covered. And the fact is that they cannot cover the shorts, right?
As far as we know, they can't possibly deliver. I haven't looked at what the inventories are now, but I have to talk to some friends about that and see if they can tell me where they are at this point. But certainly, J.P. Morgan, a few months ago at the beginning of the year, had a position that was astronomical as compared to what silver was available.
Yeah, so, and I understand that the thought right now is that President Barack Obama is looking to tap Larry Summers to head the Fed. And no economist would want that.
Well, there are economists who do want it, but you're not going to see them on, you know, on your show. but they'll be on CNBC or CNN or ABC and NBC spouting the line for the government. I do want to, you know, just touch on a couple of points here.
Sure, please do.
Because we're talking about manipulation. And one thing that's happened recently is that, you know, there's a poor demand for U.S. Treasuries. First of all, the Fed is keeping the rates very low. And foreign investors have been dumping Treasuries. Mm-hmm. So the Federal Reserve has been buying up whatever they can, and they've moved their balance sheet from, I think, $1 trillion. I think it's now something like $3.5 trillion that they have sitting with these bonds and bills. They're the ones who are doing most of the buying in the markets, and whoever else they tap to be in there and buy up whatever they can. That's one thing that they can do to make the overall economy, and this ties in with precious metals because it's a it's a wrapped around plan, so to speak. You're keeping gold and silver down. You're keeping treasuries rates lower so that we can we get the perception that all is right with the world, but it's not in actuality. One other thing that's going to be important is I've read recently that some of the largest lenders, mortgage lenders out there, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and I think Chase are the largest lenders out there. They're going to be looking to lay off as many as 20,000 people and close some of their offices. And I can't believe that they're doing this because they think that the housing market is going to be booming anytime soon.
I absolutely agree. And as I look around, I see grass growing up in the parking lots, you know, in the cracks of the parking lots because cars are not driving over them because parking lots of businesses are empty compared to what they used to be. The traffic is not there. We don't see the traffic on the streets. I don't see the commerce. I literally believe that in small retail business, sales are down 75% since the last 2 years. That's my belief. In my opinion, 75% down in sales over the last 2 years. Nick Testaccio, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you. I'm really looking forward to having you back again and again and again. And I'd like to talk about next time your farm project for autistic children, your dream. Let's talk about that next time you come back on the air.
Sure.
Thanks so much for being with us, Nick.
Thank you.
Coming up next, a high school girl was raped and murdered, and a man was imprisoned. He is a USAPrepares.com instructor. You're going to get a chance to meet him next hour. A murderer. That's what he was convicted of. And we're going to tell you the truth, what really happened, when we come back at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filter System. Systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.